Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is 7:22, Total Information AM Sunday. It's always time for Hancock and Kelly to talk politics. Today, we just have our Republican analyst, John Hancock. Kelly is jetting off somewhere. Good morning, John.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, he never gets on planes.
Yeah, poor guy. Finally gets out of town.
Let's start with the peace deal in the Middle East. I mean, this is huge. Israelis, hundreds of thousands of them rallied in Tel Aviv, and many of them praising the president of the United States, Donald Trump, for his influence in making this deal happen. What say you about what Trump has done here?
Yeah, I mean, this is an unmitigated win. You know, you've got this conflict that at its root is thousands of years old, but certainly it's over 3 years old now. This present conflict. And yeah, I think the president has to be given a great deal of credit. Now, we're going to see this week if, in fact, the hostages are actually released. But, you know, in terms of a foreign policy coup, I think this is on par with the Camp David Accords back during the Carter years.
Trump also directing the government to pay troops during the government shutdown. This standoff, we talked last week, you said you thought maybe another week before the pressure mounted on the president and Congress to fix this situation. It's a week later. What's your take now?
Yeah, I think you're looking at probably at some point this week, things are going to get resolved. Paying the troops, I think, does take a little bit of the pressure off of the immediacy of it. You know, you're seeing wholesale furloughs, layoffs in the federal government among staff members. That's something I think the president wanted to do. And, you know, at some point, either the Republicans in Congress or the Democrats in Congress are going to buckle on this thing. And I think that's going to happen sooner rather than later.
I want to play a piece of sound for you. I don't know if you've heard this.
I'm going to try to win every vote I can. And what I'm saying to you is that...
Well, to those voters. Okay, so you...
I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to call it. Okay. Thank you.
You're not going to do the interview with us?
Nope, not like this. I'm not. Not with seven follow-ups to every single question you ask.
That's Katie Porter. She's a Democrat running for governor of California. She's known for having a bit of a temperament, and she's taking a lot of flack for walking out of this interview. My question for you, John, as a Republican consultant, just a political consultant in general, how do you approach these things? Do you think that this is a bad look for her, or she's standing up and you would support that kind of attitude in an interview if she didn't like it?
Well, it's an unforced error. I think it probably is going to cost her the governorship if she was in the race in the first place anyway. you know, and this is a situation where her history is such that she has kind of, she's been abusive to staff over the years. That kind of rumor sentiment has been out there for some time. And she's, you know, she's not a very pleasant person in real life. And it kind of comes out here in that interview. As a consultant, you would have to try, if I were working for her, to try and spin this that the reporter was being unfair or something like that. But, I mean, that's just not the case. And I think, you know, I think it's as close to a fatal error as a politician can make.
Interesting. So what do you, I know you're the Republican analyst here, but the Democrats, I mean, Michael would be better to ask this question to, I suppose, but I'm curious your thoughts about it. The Democrats and their ability to mount a serious, for some reason I can't speak all of a sudden. the next presidential election, Democrats doing much better than they did the last one.
Yeah, you're talking about the midterms. I think that history tells us the midterms are going to be good for the Democrats. Why? Because the Republicans have the White House in both chambers of Congress. And so the question becomes, you know, how big of a victory could it be? And I think the whole key there, Scott, you got to look at where Donald Trump's approval rating is. If he's in the mid-40s, which is where he is now, then the Democrat gains will be somewhat less than average. If Trump is in the low 40s or worse, then I think you're looking at a Democrat certainly taking control of the House and a pretty good likelihood they take the Senate as well.
John Hancock, I appreciate your time as always.
You bet, partner.
All right, talk to you soon.
Yeah.
John Hancock on Total Information AM Sunday for this October 12th. Temperatures today around 82. We'll get the forecast coming up here shortly. Right now, it is 56 degrees downtown at the Arch.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.